Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Then NWCR Radio is what you want to listen to. Robert the Infidel Garden has been doing this show on CNN since 2014, and it seems the show will stay here for a while, as the news that is fit to be heard is here on CNN. At 5 p.m. Eastern on Fridays, you end your week in style. If a three-hour show is done, then it will start at 4 p.m. Eastern time. With the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world, Robert is not afraid to tell the truth, even when Pelosi and the demon brats don't like it. So tune in to CNN's flagship show with the silver microphone of freedom and Robert Garden and WCR Radio, where the truth reigns free. Conservative Nation Media, where America is the good guy and illegals and terrorists are not. As we continue to grow, we are excited to announce the formation of a new show here on CNN. So here we go again. Coming soon, our latest. This one will be called Nada with Mango, and it will be airing on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That will give us three shows, and we will then cover three nights a week. With Chris Mango, the host, we have another great show coming. Nada, or National Association of Disgruntled Americans with Mango, we see this show doing very well, too. So stay tuned for our new show coming soon on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are proud to announce Nada with Mango on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Black by Color Only. For all you fruit bats out there, this is a fruit bat free radio show and well worth the listen. Tune in to Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. No one can really imagine what lifestyles our military families live while their significant others serve to protect us, both foreign and domestically. These families say goodbye to their loved ones for months and even years at a time. They miss birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, first steps, first words, and they are sometimes not even recognized upon their return. They move every 2 to 4 years. Their children have to go to new schools, make new friends, and just to keep up with all the changes and losses while a parent is gone is hard work. Most people do not realize the financial burden of relocating a family time and time again. Not only that, but insurance rates change every time, and coming up with first, last, and deposits for an apartment if housing isn't available is expensive. Traveling home for emergencies, too. The military doesn't cover these things, and the list goes on and on. People think the government covers all costs for families, but it is unfortunately not true. Because of all the troubles they have, families are at times in need of help and greatly need our patriotic citizens to lend a helping hand by sending in donations.
Okay,
this
be careful.
This is where we come in. SAMFAM Inc. is a nonprofit 501c3 foundation that is dedicated to helping America's active military. Our mission is to provide support, protection, and help boost the morale and peace of mind for active duty military by helping their families. We also want to help retired veterans in the same way. The families we help are chosen through essays. Now, here is where we ask for your help. Checks made out to SAMFAM Inc. and sent to 18 Eastern Avenue, Saco, Maine, 04072, that's SAM-FAM, Inc., SACO, Maine, 04072. Your donations will go to helping these families. Let us know where you heard about us so that we can keep track of how our word is getting out. Thank you, and God bless.
Okay, hopefully my mic is working. It actually showed that it was there for a little bit. So, you know, like I said, I'm on the other computer. My Mac right now is down. I've got some things on it right now that will help me with the show, but it's so slow that if I tried to play my clips, it would take about 30 or 40 seconds at least for them to start. So I'm doing my show off of the PC, which my wife brought home from her work when she was working in Indiana. They got new computers and let the people take them home if they wanted to, and we got one. So that's what I'm doing my show on right at the moment. I've got my microphone plugged into it. I've actually got a speaker plugged into it so I can actually hear things this time. But like I said, if the microphone isn't working, I really don't know about that, because I won't be able to tell unless somebody comes in the chat room and lets me know. Let me type that in there. Okay, let me see here. Okay, I put that in the chat room. I put down that if you're in there, to let me know if the mic is working. So hopefully if somebody shows up today, because we in Conservative Nation Media this last week, Nada with Mango wasn't here on Wednesday because he had forgotten to upload a new show, schedule a new show for Conservative Nation Media, make sure that he had one there. And he called me up probably about 30 minutes before the show, and I told him, if you don't have one scheduled, don't worry about it, because there won't be one there. So he's going to put one in for this next week. Vincent on Saturday had something to do and wasn't here, and that is the reason why Vincent wasn't here. And right at the moment, Vincent's Black by Color Only and Nada with Mango have been our two most popular shows. It's the ones that are bringing in more people than this one is. But this one's just right behind it, my last show actually had more people seeing it than the last of the other two, but that's what we've got going here. We also have a new show that's going to be coming Right at the moment, the only things we really know about is it's going to be a lady who does the show, and she's going to call it One Mad Grandma. So that actually kind of sounds like it's going to be a really, really cool show for Conservative Nation Media, too. That'll give us four shows for the week, which will put us at a little bit past the halfway mark. The idea is to get Conservative Nation Media going like it was before. Before everything kind of fell apart for CNM, we had at least one show every night of the week. And on Saturdays, we had just one. On Sundays, we had two. On Mondays, we had one. And on Tuesdays, we had two. So we had a bunch of shows going at that point in time. And it was getting to the point where we actually had two different Conservative Nation medias going, because we had part A and part B. So we're actually spreading out and going into other areas so that we could have more shows than we would have been able to have with just the one. But, you know, that's farther down the line so far. We haven't gotten to that point. We are working towards filling up the week with Conservative Nation Media, which actually will be pretty cool as soon as we can get that taken care of. Right now, we have been I'm sure all of you have been impacted by this stupid coronavirus. I mentioned this last week. I don't understand why there is so much panic on this thing. Polio hit this country harder than coronavirus is. Polio hit this country harder than coronavirus will be able to. But we sat back, we took it, we found got the private sector working on it, and we found a cure for it, and that was, you know, and at that point in time, we even had a president who was in a wheelchair because of polio. But that didn't stop us. We didn't go into this whole mass shutdown of the nation. And I have my own ideas on this mass shutdown that we have going here, because I think that it is all a plan by the left in this country, not only to hurt Trump, but to also give them a way to be able to shut down this whole country just for the cause of global warming or something like that. I don't put anything past politicians. I don't put anything past the left. They will do what they think they can get away with. And that is something that, you know, every one of us has to realize here. The left will do whatever it takes to get their agenda passed. Well, it doesn't matter if the American people are against it. And a good example of this one, then this tells the truth of the whole darn thing. Obamacare had the majority of the people against it when it was voted on in our government. Every Republican voted against it. Every Republican, not one voted for it. And it was passed over the objections of the people. It was passed over the objections of most of everybody on the right. It was passed over the objections of even some of the Democrat people. And because it was passed, folks, we are still living under its thumb. The Democrats knew this would happen. That's exactly why they pushed what they did. Because they know once something is made law, it's nearly impossible to get rid of. Even when the side that doesn't want it gets in charge. Which happened. And what went on then was the Republicans didn't lock, stock, and barrel get rid of Obamacare, which they should have, because the government has no right being in that business anyhow. But the Republicans would not get rid of Obamacare. They got rid of the mandate, but it's still in there that if you don't have insurance, you get fined by the government. Where in the Constitution? Tell me this. Where in the Constitution does it tell you that the government has that right? Now, if you're having troubles and struggling on that one, I can tell you exactly where. It is not in there. The government does not have that power. The government does not have that right. The only things that the government can do legally, according to the Constitution, is to keep Americans safe. And they're not doing that either. There's another one in there. I can't rightly remember right at the moment. But the main one, keep Americans safe. They're not doing that. They're allowing Muslims into this country. They're allowing them to take over, like in Dearborn, Michigan, where they have taken over. You've got signs out there telling the American people that they are here and they're going to stay here until America folds and they are no longer the outsiders. Does that scare you yet? Does that make your blood boil? Does that make you feel, as a red-blooded American, that we are losing this country? Because I'll tell you what, if it doesn't, it does mine. We're losing this country faster than I have ever imagined. With every election, we hear of new Muslims being elected to office. And folks, let me clue you in on something here. Electing Muslims to the high office of our government is doing nothing but helping their jihad against us. And that's exactly what it is. Every good Muslim will read the Quran. The Quran tells them what to do, and they are doing it. And because Americans are so, oh my gosh, we can't offend them, because they're doing that, because we're doing that, they are screwing us. And that's just the way that one is. But right now, we have this coronavirus. And from the Hill, they have a new poll out now. And it says a majority of Americans now say they approve of Trump's handling of the coronavirus. Really? If you listen to Schumer, if you listen to Pelosi, if you listen to Mad Maxine Waters, if you listen to any of them, Trump's handling of the coronavirus is something that is destroying this country. But in this story from the Hill, it says the majority of Americans now approve of President Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, a reversal from just 1 week prior, according to a new Ipsos ABC News poll. Of those surveyed, 55% said they approved of the president's handling of the situation, while 43% said they disapproved. The numbers were basically reversed from a week ago, when 54% said they disapproved and 43% said they approved. Trump's tone and approach to the outbreak has changed in recent weeks, with the president now appearing at daily briefings at the White House with his coronavirus task force. Trump said this week that he knew that COVID-19 was a pandemic before it was labeled as such by the World Health Organization, despite his previous rhetoric downplaying the severity of the virus. Now, here's my idea on this whole thing, and I know there are going to be liberals out there that's just going to, their minds are going to explode over this one. But if you would wash your hands every time you did something that put some kind of germ on it, or you washed your hands before you walked out of the bathroom, things would probably not be as bad as they are. But the people, now one of the things that the media is constantly harping on right now is that Italy is by far so horrible right now because of the coronavirus. The thing they're not telling you is the things that we already know. Coronavirus attacks older people. Italy has the oldest per capita population in the world. And on top of that, many of them smoke, which compromises their lungs, which makes them more vulnerable to this. And because they're vulnerable to this and they're not in a place like America where they can get medical care immediately, many are going to die. So the media is now trumping up this whole thing how Italy is in such dire straits now because everyone is catching coronavirus and many, many, many are dying daily. They're not bringing up the fact that the most vulnerable to this disease, to this virus, are old people and young people, very young people, children. Children can be protected. All the adults have to do is protect them. They're not doing that. I know some that are. They make their child wash their hands constantly. They make their child stay clean. They make their child take precautions. They teach their child the precautions, and that child will be safe. Older adults will be safe if they follow the procedures. Make sure they get checked. Stay away from crowds of people. I myself went over to Walmart this morning. I saw so many people in masks, it was just unbelievable. I wasn't worried. I'm healthy. I don't have to worry. I take care of myself. I make sure that I'm healthy. I wash my hands constantly. If I go to the bathroom, I wash my hands. I pick up something dirty, I wash my hands. You know, and I started this whole thing out by talking about polio. Back then, Americans seemed to know that all you had to do was take care of yourself, have doctor visits when you needed to. You know, if you felt sick, lay down. If you continue to be sick, go to the doctor. Anymore, people go to work sick, which is not really a good thing. My wife right now is working right out of this house, which is one of the reasons why I started my show with a whole bunch of different clips instead of coming right out and talking like I normally would. And one of the things that I didn't do was play my intro, so I'll go ahead and do that now, and I'll be right back.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert the Infidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we are back. You know, one of the things that, you know, I've been saying is, you know, it's like my wife, she's now working from home. She got sent home on Monday of this week as an attempt to, I guess, to curb coronavirus. And so now she got to bring home. We had to buy a desk, which is going to be used for me as soon as she goes back to work at her business where she works at. But she got sent home with her computer and her monitors, and she's got one huge freaking monitor to work on doing the maps and things that she has to work with. And then the other one has chats and things from her bosses and stuff on it. But she works for the New Mexico 811 Call Before You Dig Center. And I know in almost every state, there is an 811 Call Before You Dig Center. Before we moved here, she worked for the Indiana one. Here she's working for the New Mexico Call Before You Dig Center. And they have decided that it's best to send everyone home. They sent their computers home with them. We had to buy a little desk so that she could put that on, which is actually going to help me when she goes back to work, because I can set my computers up on that desk and do it. Because right now I'm on the table, our kitchen table, or actually our dinner table. I've got two computers up here, my laptop, which is right now so slow that it's just absolutely ridiculous at how slow this darn thing is. But we have so much going on here that just absolutely drives me insane. Most of the stuff that's going on does not need to be done, for one thing. We have people who are now talking about how, because of the coronavirus, our economy is now going to start slowing down. Well, yeah, you think? This is exactly what the left was after when it came to this whole thing. They wanted to slow down the economy. Obama couldn't get it above 1%. Trump's got it at 3+, and the Democrats are seeing blood spurting out of their eyes. Oh my God, this can't happen. Trump is a horrible person. Trump is destroying this country. We can't let him do good. And they will do anything and everything they can to destroy what is happening now. It doesn't matter that what is happening now is good for America. America's economy is doing good, but now we got Goldman Sachs saying that the economy could contract by 24% next quarter. It's all in the playbook of the left. You know? And this whole thing that is just going on here, it's just amazing to me. The coronavirus, there is a chart that tells how infective or how easily a disease is to catch. On this chart, measles is 18. SARS, remember SARS? I talked about that last week. It was that disease that came out just before the 2004 election. That was 4. Remember how bad that thing was supposed to be? After the election, it just totally disappeared. What the heck? Now, you remember I told you that measles is 18 on this list. And the higher the number, the easier it is to catch. Okay? SARS was 4. Coronavirus is 2. Folks, the common cold is easier to catch than the coronavirus is. And how many people have died from complications due to a cold? Over the years, millions. But do you hear the government or everybody shutting down because of the cold? Heck, not even in flu season do they do that. Hello, Verp. Good to see you there. Can you hear me? But, you know, not even, you know, but, you know, and I mentioned something like about this last week on my show. I did a 1 hour show last week. And last week I mentioned that every election cycle that we have had since 2004 has had a disease involved with it. And like I said, you remember SARS, you remember MERS. You know, and the thing that's really amazing to me about this one is coronavirus originated in China. The left is coming completely unglued because Trump had the audacity to say that. I mean, God, that was racist, don't you know? But remember MERS? That was in 2008 or 2010, one of the two. MERS stood for Middle Eastern, and I can't remember what the RS stood for, but it came from the Middle East. Was that racist? No, it wasn't racist. That is where it came from. And nobody said it was racist. This comes from China. Trump says so, along with CNN, which said it 122 times from all their commentators one day. But when Trump said it, it's racist. Folks, we are going nuts. This whole idea, don't start with the telephone commercial stuff. It's annoying. Yeah, I won't because it is annoying. I have seen the telephone commercial stuff folks, I really thought we were civilized. I really thought we were a civilized nation. But what is going on today is nothing more than grand hysteria on something that really is not as bad as everybody is making it out to be. And Vorp says in the chat room, Corona is another Russian collusion hoax designed to muck up Trump's perfect economy before the election. Exactly. That is all this is. And the sooner the people suddenly stop realize, you know, the sooner the people realize this, the better off this nation will be. You know, and I've looked at some chat rooms this morning and followed what I have seen. And there are so many out there who are still trying to push the fact that Trump is the one who started this. Really? And where do they get their information? Probably from some leftist organization somewhere that, like I said, has a think tank that sits in the back room somewhere in Washington, D.C., and they're never allowed out. All they're allowed to do is just sit back there and think up new shit to hurt Trump. you know, and it's like, you know, Vorp says, I don't understand corona. They tell me the symptoms are so mild, you won't know you've got it. But we have to get hospitals ready for a flood of sick people. And then on top of that, in California, they're causing a pandemic of hysteria. The governor has now decided that he's going to take over all hospitals over there, unless this has changed since I last saw it. But they've got several hospitals there that have been vacant. So he's going to pull them into this whole thing too, and so that the hospitals that are open won't feel the crunch so badly. Okay, now here's my question. If the hospitals have been closed for a year, 2 years, 3 years, how long is it going to take to get them ready for patients? Now, if they want to be safe, they're going to have to be cleaned. They're going to have to be sterilized. They're going to have new equipment brought in. They're going to have this and that and all that stuff so that they can test these people. It's going to take a little while. Think of the way the government does things, folks. It's going to take a little while. And that's all there is to it. And you know, Vorp goes on to say the sick people who won't even feel the symptoms. Have you seen any actual sick people? Where are all these sick people? Exactly. I have not seen any. Albuquerque is now a city close to 1 million people, all total. And they have no coronavirus symptoms here. Yet they're closing everything. Walmart has now gone from a 24-hour store to a they open at 7 o'clock in the morning, close at 8:30 in the evening. And they're supposed to open up at 6 a.m. for people who are seniors so they can get in before everybody else and get stuff they need before everybody else comes in. I went over there this morning. At 67, I'm considered a senior now. So I went over there this morning at 6 o'clock when they were supposed to open for the seniors. There were people outside all over the place, all of us seniors waiting for them to open. And guess what? They didn't. We stood around until 7 o'clock when they opened up, and then we rushed in with everybody else to get food. And all I could do is shake my head at the people who ran in there to grab things they didn't need so that they wouldn't run out, or thinking the way the left does it, they were probably buying stuff up so they could sell it to other people. I went in there the other day. There was no milk. There was no butter. There was no meat. There was nothing. I never thought that I would live in an America where you could walk into Walmart and not be able to get the basic things that you needed for survival because everyone else went in there and hoarded it. And Vorp says, Corona is the perfect environment to seize control. People won't even notice we are now under martial law. You know, and that's pretty much the same thing I said earlier here. If the government can do this to a virus that will be gone in 3 weeks, 2 weeks, if you get it in 2 weeks, you'll be okay. Then watch out for what's going to come. Because if we are ever dumb enough to elect Democrats or Republicans who kind of lean to the left, I guarantee you we are going to have the government shut everything down for climate change fears. It's coming, folks, because sooner or later we're going to get dumb enough to think, oh, the Republicans ain't going to work for us. Let's vote in the Democrats. They're saying they're going to do so much good for us. You know, and the sad part about that is it happens all the time. It happens, folks. They tell us all this horrible stuff that they are going to do to us. And then before an election, they swing completely towards the right. and they say, oh, we're going to be doing this for the children. We're going to be doing this for the elderly. We're going to be doing all of this great stuff for everybody, and everybody will just thank us. No, we'll suffer for it. And we have to realize this, folks. And we really don't want to keep the Republicans constantly in Congress without any fail safes and checks on them, because eventually the power will go to their head too, and they'll become like the Democrats are. They'll start pushing shit that shouldn't be touched by politicians in Washington. It will happen. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, folks. And one of the things that we need to do is, right now the Republican Party is pushing the direction we want it to. When they start going the other way, get rid of the ones that are there, put in new blood. We have to keep this sane. And right now it isn't. This whole country is going absolutely batshit crazy over something that we have had so many diseases that were worse than. And I've even found a few things that have told, you know, how many people have died from like polio and from the common cold and from the flu and from, and it goes down the list and it gets down to the bottom, and there's coronavirus. It's a little bitty number, 56. Automobile accidents kill 1,000 times more than that. Maybe we should start going after automobiles, because heck, they're killing so many Americans right now that it's a pandemic. Are we doing here, folks? This whole idea that we are pushing stuff that really shouldn't be is really going to hurt this nation if we don't do something about it. And the people are allowing this. And this whole thing is, it's like I have said before, Corona is an attack on Trump. The Democrats have to figure out a way to slow him down. Everything that they have tried so far hasn't worked. Every time they think they've got themselves a brand new one where, oh man, we're going to get Trump this time, he wins. And it drives them batshit crazy. It drives them insane. And they don't know what to do with themselves. You know? It's just absolutely insane that this is all being allowed. It's just like the Muslims up in Dearborn, Michigan. It's insane that we are allowing that to happen. But it's being allowed. And America is suffering for it. Same thing as this with the coronavirus. This is being allowed. America is suffering for it. Small businesses are going to go bankrupt over this. I guarantee you. And it doesn't need to be. The idea that we have got to stop and think, oh man, Americans can't take care of themselves. We got to get that government right in there so the government can save us from ourselves. Oh my God. And Vorp says, this is the revolutionary's play. We are all in great danger. Yeah, absolutely, man. If we listen to the left, the Obamas and the Schumers and the Pelosi's and the Mad Maxine Waters and all of them, we are in such danger. We don't know how to take care of that. There's so much danger out there. The American people are too dumb to know how to take care of it. So we need the government coming in. Government needs to take care of us. No, actually, if you'd have been reading the news, you'd have found out that this week we have had the private sector. Step up and do things the government has not been able to do. Ooh, that would really make the blood of the leftists boil, huh? That just pretty much says they're not even needed. The private sector can handle it. Government's not needed. I can hear heart attacks happening all over Washington with that news. Oh my God! Ah, we're all gonna die. Government's not needed. Ah. You know, and this whole idea that the government is needed for things that the American people and the private sector can take care of. It's hilarious to me. You know, and Vorp said something, you know, put a 3-day supply of food and water in your vehicle just in case. That's actually a good idea. The way that they have fixed things anymore, you know, I got a packet of food about a year and a half ago. I've still got it. It's freeze dried. There are 4 meals in there, 4 complete meals in there. And if there were only 2 of us eating, that's 4 days right there. Sure, there isn't any water, but heck, water's easy to get right now. You know, and I've got gallon jugs in my car with water in them, just in case. Common sense is all this takes, folks. Common sense. And as long as we use common sense on the things that are going on, things will be okay. It really will. You know, and Vorp says, every morning I assess the current danger and decide, is this the day you must bug out? Exactly. You've got to assess the danger. And sadly here, folks, if you listen to the government, if you listen to the media, the only danger that America is facing right now is coronavirus. No, it's not. Coronavirus is a small spigot of that one. Where we face our danger from is the media, who will not tell the truth and couldn't tell the truth if their lives depended on it right at the moment. So I get all my stuff from other stuff. I get my stuff from Wilkow and Western Journal and Newsmax and Breitbart. And I get a lot from Vorp, too, because he's pretty knowledgeable. I really like it when he comes in the chat room. Always knows what to say. You know, and then I've got a thing in the corner of my screen right now that says breaking news from Western Journal. NBC announces staffer has died from coronavirus. Well, that may be true, but where has this staffer been? What has this staffer been doing? I bet if I opened it up, he had been to China. I have no idea. But hysterical people are far more dangerous than the actual virus. Vorp said that. That is absolutely the truth. Absolutely. And what we have in America today, because of the media, because of the left in this government, mostly the left anyway, but because of the media and because of Hollywood, we have a whole crap load of hysterical people who wouldn't know their rear ends from a hole in the ground. They're all now telling us, oh my God, we're all going to die. Coronavirus is going to kill us all if we don't do what the government tells us to do. Really? You mean that government that cannot control the flow of immigrants across our border? You mean the government that cannot find millions of illegals in this country? You mean the government that cannot do at least 70% of the things that they say they're going to do? That government? Really? Yeah, I agree with that one. It says the virus ain't going to kill you, but your crazy neighbor just might. Yeah. There is where all of this non-news that we are getting from the media is leading us, folks. We've got a crap ton of hysterical people who are not thinking right, who were not thinking right in the first place, but now they've just gone kind of batshit crazy the opposite direction, and they are just totally nutsoid now. You don't want to mess with them. They could shoot you. Yeah, they could. Even though they're most likely the ones who are saying, oh, you can't have guns. Government is the only one that, you know, police are the only ones that need guns. But mark my words here, folks, I'll bet you a bunch of them do have guns, which is a scary thought because, you know, your crazy neighbor could kill you. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I hope that's true, Vorp. He just said the U.S. borders are locked down, both Canada and Mexico. Nobody gets in. Good. Now I can see Pelosi or Schumer or Mad Maxine Waters or any number of them say, that can't be done. That is not American. You can't close the borders. It's been done before, and it was done under a Democratic president. Yes, it can be done for the safety and the well-being of America. It can be done. And if you want my opinion on this, it's needed to be done for a long damn time. If they'd have done this before this whole thing started, we would not have case one of coronavirus here in America. Because nobody would be allowed out. Nobody would be allowed in. And we're a big enough country that even if the borders were closed, we could still move around. We could still go from place to place. It wouldn't hurt us one little bit. And you know, the whole idea that we have to have open borders so we can go places is ridiculous. This is a big country, folks. I just got through moving from Indiana to New Mexico. That's over 1,200 miles, for crying out loud. It took me almost 2 days. It took me 2 days of straight driving to get here. But talk about the country I saw in between. Now, if I'd have done this after the coronavirus outbreak, I'd have probably been quarantined somewhere, especially the Democrat governor here in the state would have taken a hold of me and put me in quarantine because I came from another state, which is stupid, but yeah, that's what would have happened. National Guard has been called out, curfews, full-blown martial law, corona is a hoax. It is. Now, granted, it is a sickness. Don't get me wrong. But it's no worse than any of the others that we have had to suffer through. One for every presidential election since 2004. Mark my words here. And they keep getting worse and worse. Remember Ebola? That hit us twice. 2016 and 2013, I think. One right in between there was another one. It amazes me that the people are so gullible to a lie. And the only thing that only real danger that the coronavirus really has on us right now is our hysteria. Our hysteria that, oh my God, it's going to kill us all. You know what that kind of stress does to the immune system, folks? It makes it not work so well. There are probably tons of people here that have caught the coronavirus because they were so worried about catching it that their immune system went haywire. And yeah, that happens. And Vorp says, do you understand where this coronaphobia is leading? Hotlines to report suspected coronavirus carriers. That's coming. Government's going to set these all up, and you got a neighbor. Say you have an allergy. You go out into the hallway and cough a little bit because your allergies are bothering you. It's getting to be springtime. Your allergies are going to bother you. You're going to cough. You're going to sneeze. You're going to have a neighbor hear you do this. She or he is going to call this hotline. My neighbor, he was out in the hallway and he was coughing and he sneezed a little bit. I think he's got coronavirus. You better come and get him. I don't want to catch it. Please come and get him. You see where this is going, folks? And Texas has suspended your constitutional rights. If they suspect you got the coronavirus, they're going to look you up, lock you up for 3 weeks without a trial. It's coming. And we are allowing it, folks. This whole idea of shutting down the country because of a bug. Oh, I can just see the left in the next election, in the elections coming up after that. Oh, they're going to go apeshit crazy over this one. Hey, we got away with that. Let's try something else. Let's make the American people suffer for what they did to us. They knocked us out of office. And it's going to be worse come 2022, if in 2020 the Democrats lose their majority everywhere. Oh my God, I can just imagine. The Democrats are just going to go completely unglued. They're going to start hitting the trail, telling us how horrible everything is. And then you're going to have these know-nothing people all over the nation who's going to say, if they're saying it, it must be true. Trump has got to be the one who's causing all of this. The Republicans have got to be the ones who are causing all of this. I don't know, folks, but this is getting insane. Be right back.
For a truthful change of pace, tune into Conservative Nation Media, where America is the good guy and illegals and terrorists are not. No one can really imagine what lifestyles our military families live while their significant other serves to protect us, both foreign and domestically. These families say goodbye to their loved ones for months and even years at a time. They miss birth, birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, first steps, first words, and they are sometimes not even recognized upon their return. They move every 2 to 4 years. Their children have to go to new schools, make new friends, and just to keep up with all the changes and losses while their parent is gone is hard work. Most people do not realize the financial burden of relocating a family time and time again. Not only that, but insurance rates change every time, and coming up with first, last, and deposits for an apartment if housing isn't available is expensive. Traveling home for emergencies, too. The military doesn't cover these things, and the list goes on and on. People think the government covers all costs for families, but it is unfortunately not true. Because of all the troubles they have, families are at times in need of help and greatly need our patriotic citizens to lend a helping hand by sending in donations. This is where we come in. Sam Fam Inc. is a nonprofit 501c3 foundation that is dedicated to helping America's active military. Our mission is to provide support, protection, and help boost the morale and peace of mind for active duty military by helping their families. We also want to help retired veterans in the same way. The families we help are chosen through essays. Now, here is where we ask for your help. Checks made out to Sam Fam Inc. and sent to 18 Eastern Avenue, Saco, Maine, 04072. That's SAM-FAM, Inc., SACO, Maine, 04072. Your donations will go to helping these families. Let us know where you heard about us so that we can keep track of how our word is getting out. Thank you, and God bless. In the world of business, it's always exciting to announce the formation of a new one and an LLC to boot. Enter now Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Indiana, but working in the Great Southwest in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the new up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are endless, with photograph abilities from a perspective that was hard to get before now. From surveying to photographing problem areas on buildings like the roof, drones can get you the photographs without the danger of actually climbing up there and taking the photographs yourself. Affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, the abilities to get the photographs and the graphics with an all-in-one process that can save you a lot of time and money has never been done before. That's Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, at 505-317-8741. Or you can email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR at REAGAN.com. We are your one stop for drone photography and graphics, too. Give us a call. We can do it all.
Okay, we are back. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. Now, I'm not exactly sure. I think if somebody calls in, I can hear them, but I'm not really sure because I know last week I couldn't. The week before, I didn't do a show. And the week before that, well, actually, I did the show on Monday. So it was kind of one of those things just kind of caught me by surprise. It was the week that my computer went out, and like I said, I'm using it as a backup right at the moment. It is really slow. I just clicked on a story from Patriots in America about 30 seconds ago, and it's still sitting there not doing anything, so I'm going to have to wait for that to come up. But one of the things that we really have to worry about here is that, you know, George Soros, he's another one. That man is one of the most evil people that I have ever known to exist. And right now, we have to worry because essentially, it's like Vorp said in the chat room, George Soros has lost control of the United States. And this is his counter move. And there's no accident to this. And the only thing that's really saving us right now is that the Trump supporters are resilient. They're going to have to be much more, they're going to have to be so much meaner than this coronavirus for them to, you know, to dump Trump. You know, the Trump supporters are going to stay no matter what. So the left is going to have to be much meaner. And it's coming. I guarantee you it's coming. If this doesn't work, what's coming will pale this. We have to worry about what the left will do, because they are able to do anything that they want to do. And this coronavirus thing should really let you know just exactly what they can do. This whole country is shut down right now. We have whole states that have shut down. New Mexico, they've got signs, that, you know, those flashing signs that go over the freeways. They got those signs out now, and they're saying, stay at home. Don't go out. The coronavirus will get you, type thing. Now, I don't know about you. I'm one of these people who lives from paycheck to paycheck. When I get paid, I have to go to the store to get food, or I'm not going to have any. We went to the bank yesterday to get a roll of quarters to do our laundry, for crying out loud. And you know what the bank told us? Oh, we're not going to have quarters until next Monday. Really? Those two, huh? See what the left is doing to this nation with this coronavirus crap? And then we have people in Hollywood doing little videos saying how they are in so, they're so in tune with the people and know what they are suffering. No, they don't. They are so out of touch with everybody. That if, you know, if they were actually in touch with people, they would know this this little video that they all put together was not going to do a damn thing. And here's the other thing we've got to stop and think about here, folks. Vorp said it in the chat room. Martial law, which is on its way, if we don't stop it, martial law and a free election do not mix. Bank lobbies are now closed. You have to use the ATM. How long will it be before somebody says, well, ATMs are not cleaned every time somebody uses one, and if they touch it, then there's germs on there, and the next person will get those germs and could catch something. How soon will it be before the ATMs are shut down because of this? You can't buy toilet paper in Walmart right now because people have hoarded it. There was no need to hoard it. There was plenty around. They didn't need to buy any. They maybe go to the store and buy a package. That would last them a week. But no, they had to go in and hoard the stuff. Now the people who really need it don't have it because it's not there. It's in somebody's bathroom where it's not needed, probably won't be needed for months on end, but they've got it. We don't. Going into Walmart this morning, I actually found a package of 9 rolls of toilet paper, which I brought home. And when I took a hold of that one, somebody tried to grab it from my hands. And I reached back, I said, are you fucking insane? That is where this country is going, folks. And Vorp says, newsflash, we are currently under martial law. Martial law is not coming, it's already here. Now, people, do you understand what is going on? The government is taking over. And guess who's going to be part of this government that wants to have control over all the people here? Nancy Pelosi. She's third in line, don't you know? All they have to do now is get rid of Trump and get rid of Pence, and Pelosi is president. Holy crap, people. When is this going to stop? Now, the sad part about this whole thing is that I don't get out to too many people. Maybe 40, 50 people will hear this show in the next couple of days. Over the next week, maybe 100, 200. in the big scheme of things, that isn't much. It's one of the reasons why I've been trying to build Conservative Nation Media back up, because at one point in time, we actually did get out. If you remember back to the 2014 CPAC, Conservative Nation Media was there. We were starting to get out, and then everything just kind of went. Now that it's in my hands, I'm doing my darndest to get it built back up again. Next year, we're going to try to be back at CPAC. And mark my words, as soon as this election is over, coronavirus is going to be a thing of the past. Nobody's going to talk about it anymore. It's kind of like, I can give you a good example of what this is kind of like. Remember when the impeachment was still going? Every freaking minute of the day, you saw Adam Schiff's bug-eyed face on TV. Every freaking hour, you'd see it at least one time. They failed at the impeachment, and now you don't see or hear to hear from him too much anymore. And I think the last time I heard something about him was somebody was mentioning something about him in some news story, and they had a picture of him. It's the first time I'd seen that ugly mug in months. That's what's going to happen with the coronavirus. As soon as the election is over, it's going to be forgotten. Everything's going to go back the way it was. Here's the problem. Democrats will never forget. 4 years down the line, we're going to come up on another presidential election. They're going to remember the pandemic that happened before this election. They're going to remember, hey, look, we shut down the government government. We shut down America over a virus that was not that bad. A virus that disappeared after the election. Nobody heard about it anymore. But right there's the thing we can do to America for this next election. Isn't this great? We can do it to them again, and they'll allow it. And he says, Forp in the chat room says, you are from Indiana, which I was. And she says, you know, Pence is very, very, I know Pence very much. I actually interviewed him at one point in time. But to get along with the kind of, he says he has no spine. He does, but he doesn't show it a lot. But right now, Holcomb is the governor of Indiana. And Holcomb is hardcore on board with coronavirus phobia. You see where this is all leading, folks. Indiana is a conservative state. But what do we have going on in Indiana? We have a governor there who is just all out going batshit crazy over this. And it's like I have said, folks, I'm not a doctor, but I have done a crap load of reading on this. This virus is not as dangerous. It's not anywhere near close as dangerous as people are being made to believe it is. It just isn't. Hello, Fly. Good to see you there. But what we have going here is a pandemic of nothing. Now, it's like I said before. Sure, people are getting it. And if you're in the right circumstance, or I should say the wrong circumstance, you're living in poverty, or you're older, or your immune system is corrupted in some way, you've smoked and you've got emphysema or something like that, or you could have problems. But if you're healthy you're probably going to be okay. The media does not talk about the amount of people who have caught this disease worldwide who have gotten over it and are fine now. And with the way our immune system works, folks, if they've gotten it and they're over it and they've gotten fine now, they've developed an antibody. How come nobody's talking about this one? You find people who have had this disease, take some of their blood, get that antibody. They've got something going here. They can get rid of this. Yeah. Yeah. It says, attention, Indiana. A conservative state is about to have an irrational governor put soldiers on our streets guarding us. Why? Because everybody thinks that this is the most horrible thing that has ever come across America. And they're actually saying it in the media. We've never experienced anything like this before. Yeah, we have. And we've gotten through it. It's like that article, the thing I went and posted to my last show. Every election we have had since 2004 has had a disease. And at first it was, you know, like SARS. That one, they were saying how bad it was. Anybody remember SARS anymore? I don't remember it too very much because I never knew anybody that had it. MERS, that was another one. The next election, MERS. That was horrible. It was going to kill everybody. People were going to die everywhere. I don't really remember it because I never knew anybody that had it. You get where I'm going here, folks? We got coronavirus now. Everybody's going to die. Everybody's got it. Everybody's going to be affected by this disease. Oh, we're going to be affected by this disease, all right, because they're shutting everything down. People are being stupid, going into stores, hoarding stuff so other people can't have it. Oh, yeah, we're going to be affected by it. Not because it's such a horrible disease and people are dying, but because it's being made out to be a horrible disease. Ebola is another one. Ebola hit us twice. I think it was in the 2014 election and the 2016 election. Then there was another one that came in there. I had a list of them all. It was awesome. I got it from a lady who lives in Indiana that I knew. She sells this essential oils. She keeps track of what's going on with all of this stuff. And she gave me this thing. And it listed every election from 2004 on up, the disease that went with it. And every one of those diseases has just kind of passed and gone away. And it's like, you know, now they're saying, you know, it's like Vorp said, Ebola, and Ebola the second time, the sky is falling. Yeah, that's essentially it. The sky is falling. Nobody can see it fall. You can look up in the sky and it's still up there, right where it always has been, but it's falling. We've got to take refuge. We've got to stay in our houses because if it falls, it's going to kill us. But I'm looking forward, you know, if this has happened, yeah, in 2001, it was anthrax. Remember that one? I didn't even mention that one. Thanks, Vorp. I'm glad you said that because I had forgotten about anthrax. That was another one. So in 2001, there was anthrax. In 2002, there was SARS. In 2003, there was MERS. Or 2004, there was MERS. On and on and on and on. And every one of them has more or less just disappeared. And if they're still here, there has been vaccines made for them that has helped get rid of them or helped put them at bay, which is what would happen here if the government would just get the hell out of everything, if the media would just suddenly start telling the truth, heaven forbid, God, that would be awesome. If the media would just tell the truth, people would start learning what's actually going on. And then we'd be able to say, oh, well, that's not so bad after all, is it? There's a whole bunch of people that have gotten this and are now okay, living their lives as normal. And Flycatch in the chat room says, when Trump says the invisible enemy, he is not talking about the virus. No, he's not. The bad part about all of this, folks, is the people who have been so dumbed down that they will believe anything. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at, folks. It's getting to the point where all we have to do is look at the media. And it's like The Hill, breaking news, Pence staffer tests positive for coronavirus. Oh my God, it's in our government now. Things are going to just go to hell in a handbasket. Oh yeah, absolutely. And the media is a controlled entity showing its audience they truly are the enemy of the people, just like Trump said. Because the only thing that they will talk about is the coronavirus. And all they have to do is have a headline, breaking news, Pence staffer tests positive for coronavirus, and nothing more has to be said. It's in the government. We're all dead. Oh, my God. But nobody will read the story. They'll read the headlines. And the headlines are always so misleading. But it says an official working for Vice President Pence has tested positive for the coronavirus, his office announced Friday, becoming the first known positive test to date for a White House staffer. But remember, a couple weeks ago, we had the media and the left all over the nation coming down on Trump because he wasn't being tested for it. Then when he was tested and it turned out he didn't have it, oh my gosh, he's a bad guy. Something must be wrong because he don't have it. This is going insane, folks. And then there's another one from Red State. James Rosen drops bombshell report that the CDC lied to the White House about the Wuhan virus testing. I don't doubt that. Truthfully, I don't doubt that. Anything that has to do with the government, I don't doubt. Unless it's actually something good, then it's kind of a little bit more hard to believe. Then I found another story. This one also from Red State. And the headline could send chills through most people. What if Hillary Clinton was president during this crisis? If she was president during this crisis, she'd throw her hands up in the air and say, what difference does it make at this point now anyway? And Flycatch, I told you the media is a controlled entity showing its audience they truly are the enemy of the people. And Vorp says they create and spread the virus, the coronaphobia, and rack in the profits. Nothing holds them accountable. And by they, he meant the big media, which is true. Nobody holds them accountable. If they tell a lie and they get caught about it, they're allowed to come up with some excuse why they did it, even though that excuse is always obscure and a lie in itself. And Vorpa says, WHO, World Health Organization, is a department of the United Nations, which is an organization that is actively attempting to overthrow and replace all the world's governments. You know, you've heard the term one world government. They want one government over everybody. And that does not include Trump. It does not include the United States government. And all you people out there who think that is a good idea, you better think again. Fly says, LA news media is telling us that 256 residents of LA are infected. Of course they are. You hear all kinds of stories about how there's feces in the streets and illegals everywhere and all kinds of stuff. They said they also said that those affected range from ages 18 to 65 years of age. It appears that they are attempting to debunk that only the elderly are affected. Folks, if you look hard and long enough, you're going to find something in every sickness that has ever come along that does not fit the way that it normally works. You find an 18-year-old that is sick, and they come in contact with the coronavirus, they're going to catch it. You find a 34-year-old who has a compromised immune system, and they come in contact with the coronavirus, they're going to get it. But this whole idea that the whole world is completely vulnerable to this is insane. I'm 67 right now. I'm healthy. I don't have any fears about catching it. Why? Because I'm healthy, for one thing, and for another thing, I take care of myself. I ride my bike daily. I go out for walks. I do things. I keep myself healthy. I keep myself clean. I wash my hands. I brush my teeth. I wash my face. I wash my hair. I'm going to be fine. My wife, she's going to be fine. The real epidemic in this country is homelessness. And Vorp says this, it's homelessness is an epidemic. Sick people should rival the homeless numbers, so show me the sick people. And it's like I have said, out of everybody that I have known, I have yet to hear of any of them that have this. Because of the media, about 80% of them are scared to death they're going to catch it, which probably means they might, because they're compromising their immune system by being afeared. And Vorpa said this about four times, Corona is a hoax. Now granted, it is a sickness. It is a virus. If you don't take care of yourself, you could catch it. But it is less deadly than the flu. It is less deadly than polio ever was back when it was at its peak. It's less deadly than, what was that flu that came around a couple years ago that was so horrible that everybody was going to catch it and you had to be immunized for it? I can't remember the name of it, but that was just another one of those panic attacks that everybody has, is, oh my gosh, we've got to get ourselves vaccinated. Yeah. Vorp says, can you remember the flu epidemic of 76? Yeah, I was in high school. '76, '75. I was in high school or junior high. I remember it. I don't ever remember anybody catching it. But I remember it. It's good to remember things like that. It's good to remember that if you take care of yourself, make sure that you keep your hands clean. And don't actively go up to somebody who's got it and breathe in their vapors. You're going to be fine. That flu epidemic of 76 or 75 was much worse than this coronavirus. But you never heard of the government moving in and say, oh, we got to shut this down. We've got to close this store. We got to make sure that people can't go in for certain hours. If it's a 24-hour store, it's only going to be open from 7 o'clock in the morning until 8:30 in the evening. We got to send people who work in offices home, have them work from home. No, this can't be right. And then Vorp brings up H1N1, H1N2. Yeah, absolutely. These are things that we've got to really try and think about. I'll be right back.
You are listening to Conservative Nation Media, where freedom-loving Americans congregate. As we continue to grow, we are excited to announce the formation of a new show here on CNM. So here we go again. Coming soon, our latest, this one will be called Nada with Mango, and it will be airing on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That will give us three shows, and we will then cover three nights a week. With Chris Mango, the host, we have another great show coming. Nada, or National Association of Disgruntled Americans with Mango, we see this show doing very well too. So stay tuned for our new show coming soon on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are proud to announce Nada with Mango on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is Chief of Police of South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds a mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is the first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. It's also available in digital form on Amazon, too. That's Night Owls, a Matt Joseph mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it now.
Back. I was just talking with some Harp in the chat room, and he says, they tell me the coronavirus doesn't like springtime warm weather. That I've heard that too, and he says that's like 10 days away. Well, we're heading up into the mid-60s right now. This coming week, we're going to be in the 70s, and I've heard that one too, and it's like it's going to die out here because pretty soon it's going to be hot. And but, you know, I found an article here at from Red State that said, unsolicited advice, stop hoarding. Your neighbors have needs, too. And I saw this and I thought, yeah, that's exactly what I've been saying. You know, we've got all these people who are running around hoarding stuff all over, you know, buying stuff that they have no need for, except that they're panicked over what the media has told them about this Wuhan virus, which essentially is what it is. It came from China, and no, Trump was not a racist calling it that, because that's what it is. But last week I did a 1 hour and 16 minute show because I wasn't exactly sure what was going on here. I was going to do a 2 hour show. I've gone 8 minutes over that so far, but I was going to read you this article, but it's like I said, it's on my other computer right now and it will not open. All it says is unsolicited advice. And the headline says this just absolutely perfect, folks. And we've got to listen to this. Hoarding. Your neighbors have needs, too. And it opened up and says, welcome to an unsolicited advice, the weekly column in which I dispense advice no one asked for to people who don't even know who I am. A lot has changed in the world since the last column was published. I normally write things from the comfort of my own home. Now I write these from the comfort of my own home. It's worse than it sounds, people. And that's all that opened up. It isn't opening up anymore. But this is absolutely the truth here. We have got to stop doing this. Just a second. We've got to stop doing this. This whole thing is just totally insane. And if we don't stop this, folks, it's going to destroy this country. Fear is what we have to be afraid of. And right now, the government and the left in this country are giving us massive doses of this, and too many people who are so totally dumbed down they don't know what's going on are taking these massive amounts of fear and pushing them down into their cranium and saying, oh my God, we're going to die. We've got to get rid of this stuff, because if we don't, everybody's going to die. But I'm glad everybody was here today. Thanks, Vorp and Fly, for showing up. And I'm going to get going. I will be back next week. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll have another show. It'll be Black with by Color Only with Vincent Brown. And on Wednesday, we'll have Nada with Chris Mango. He will be here again. Both of them were not here this last week. But I will be back this next Friday. And things are going to be much better, I hope. Weather will be warmer. Maybe this will die out because of the warm weather that's coming. That would be awesome. And then we'll be able to say, hey, where did it go? I don't know. Maybe the left was wrong. But we will be back next week. God bless you all. God bless our troops. And God bless everyone who is fighting this thing that's going around our country. And we'll see you next week, and God bless you all. When there's nothing left to lose, then you turn and run. Okay, folks. I had my microphone shut off during that last little segment. I hope that what I said was heard, but we have got to stop hoarding groceries, folks. We've got to get our minds straight on this, because this is nowhere near as bad as the media says it was. I hope that you have a great week. I will see you next Friday. I will be here, and God bless you all. God bless our troops, and I will see you next week. Have a good week.